If you spot a gluten-free label on a food package in the grocery store, you can now be pretty sure it means what it says. Beginning this week, food manufacturers must meet strict new labeling requirements set by the Food and Drug Administration. The aim is to protect people with celiac disease who can get sick from eating gluten. That's a protein found in wheat and other grains. NPR's Allison Aubrey joins us to talk more about it. Hey there, Allison.
Hi there, Adi.
So the use of the term gluten-free on food labels really hasn't been regulated up until now.
That's right.
Why did the FDA decide that these new standards were necessary?
Well, I think with the boom in the gluten-free trend, there are literally thousands of foods labeled this way. We've all seen them, right? And what's fueled this trend is the perception that many people have that gluten-free is somehow healthier or can help them lose weight. So for food manufacturers, the gluten-free message has become a marketing tool. The problem is that some manufacturers have been sloppy calling some products gluten-free when they're not. And while this might not be a big deal for people who are casually trying to limit gluten, it is a real problem for people with celiac disease, which is a chronic autoimmune disorder that can destroy the lining of the small intestine. So for the estimated 3 million people who have this disease, even a little gluten can make them sick.
So what does the new requirement specify, and how tough will it be for food manufacturers to comply?
Well, the new requirement says that a food can carry a gluten-free label if it does not contain more than 20 parts per million of gluten, so a minuscule amount of gluten. And no, I don't think it'll be tough for the companies that have been serious about labeling all along to comply. I mean, in the early days, when awareness of celiac disease was just taking off, a handful of companies really built their brands on true gluten-free foods. For instance, I spoke to Beth Hilson, who started Gluten-Free Pantry after she was diagnosed with celiac, and she was celebrating. This is what she's been pushing for. So I think what this rule will do is to force all food manufacturers, including those who have just jumped on the sort of gluten-free bandwagon, to be much more careful.
Now, at this point, there are people who have been experimenting with a gluten-free diet, even though they don't have a celiac disease. Do the new labeling requirements mean much for them?
Well, I think that's debatable. There are three categories of people here. One, people diagnosed with celiac disease. We've already discussed that they truly need to avoid gluten. Then there are people with a gluten sensitivity. This is kind of a fuzzy term, but plenty of mainstream doctors now acknowledge that some people do better, have less inflammation and less GI distress when they eliminate wheat and other grains with gluten. So it's good that these people can trust the labels too. But then we really get into the gray zone. I mean, there's this growing sort of anti-wheat sentiment that has been fueled by best-selling diet books. And the argument put forth is that gluten is just not good for us. But the science doesn't bear this out. I have interviewed gastroenterologists, including Daniel Loeffler at Harvard Medical School, who say, you know, there's good evidence that the vast majority of people do just fine eating wheat. So I think the bottom line here is, for most people, it's probably more important to focus on a healthy pattern of eating rather than trying to avoid one food.
That's NPR's Allison Aubrey talking to us about new gluten-free labeling requirements from the FDA. Allison, thanks so much.
Thank you, Adi.